middle school project of getting all 400 seventh graders outside to volunteer on public lands has had 100% positive feedback from students, parents, and teachers. And what it did is it connected students to their public lands and inspired a sense of stewardship and public service in these young folks as they work to eradicate the European bird cherry invasive species in Valley of the Moon Park. They installed signs on the Chugach State Park, and they helped restore a trail and lay gravel on the Chugach National Forest. So it was a chance for the kids or youth to be outside and outdoors and take on a new role that is different than the role they typically take on in classrooms. And so being outdoors and active, they get to play a different role and use different parts of their brains when working together as a team.
May 2010 was the start of the pilot project called iTrack, which was created by the Bureau of Public Lands Management to get students involved in service learning on the Iditarod Historic Trail. Education and Development Associate of Alaska Geographic, Amanda Smith, explains more about the Iditarod Trail.
The Iditarod National Historic Trail is a system of trails that runs across Alaska, and it crosses all kinds of different public land management agency boundaries. So it goes all the way from national parks, like from Seward and Kenai Fjords National Park, all the way up through the Chugach State Park, the municipality of Anchorage, right through the Bureau of Land Management's public lands, onto the Chugach National Forest and further north.
Mears Middle School's gifted coordinator, Cindy Holdreth, became the bridge between the school and the public lands management, making the union the pilot project for the iTrack program. Students went to McHugh Creek for the start of the program and did field work on a 3-mile stretch of the trail. Project planner of the Alaska State Parks, Gina Javerick, with more on the event.
We had about 30 students that were hiking part of the Iditarod Trail system, and they were installing a few signs that will help hikers know how far it is to Anchorage and to Seward, so if something were to happen on the trail, they could use those to call for help and use those trail markings. And then it also displayed the Iditarod Trail logo so that people would know that they were actually hiking along part of the historic Iditarod Trail system.
The students were also on assignment in Valley of the Moon Park, which had a high density of one particular invasive tree species. Javerick explains.
The bird cherry is invasive because once some of the seeds take root, they don't have to have a seed to start a new tree. They can actually grow from another part of a tree. And so when branches get broken off or when people just cut down trees, that doesn't necessarily mean that the trees are going to be gone. And once those trees start taking root, they take over the entire forest that they are in, and it makes it so that native plant species can't grow.
Betsy Oliver, an AmeriCorps member of Alaska Geographic, tells how the trees came to the park.
It was initially brought in as part of people's gardens, that people wanted to plant this tree, and you can see it around in people's gardens. It's this time of year in early June, it's flowering, it's really beautiful. But what happened was that, of course, it escaped, so to speak, or the seeds got spread and the trees have grown up all along the creek corridor and in other places, and they replaced the birch trees, they replaced the alder trees that are naturally there.
Because of the success of the program, Mears, Public Lands Management, and their partners who contributed will continue working and expanding the project in the fall. To learn more about iTrack, check out alaskageographic.org. For the Alaska Teen Media Institute, this is Tiana Johnson.